Hello everyone, this is MC Goku 305 speaking to you live from the United States of America on Anchor FM. Now everybody, I know I have not been doing these updates a lot, but right now I got the anime updates. Brand new anime coming out, and not just about brand new anime. We're talking about, like, stuff that has been live-action films adapted into anime and manga, which is better British pronunciation of manga. Now, before I give you these most highly classified documentations, everybody, I will require all of you first to follow me on twitter.com/KijinArtist or at KijinArtist on Twitter, you know, and instagram.com/MCGoku305, or just search MCGoku305, you know, on Instagram. Facebook, the real MCGoku305, you know, follow me on there. Or just type in MCGoku305, like various of my fan pages, and you'll get updates about the podcast. Anytime I post new content, before I post it, you'll know it, okay, everybody? Further ado, a classic horror movie franchise is about to be turned into a anime and manga series for the very first time in years. We're talking about a series that's been out since the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, A Nightmare on Elm Street, which features our favorite horror movie character, Freddy Krueger, who we all know was burned alive because he was being too nice to people. But that's for a different podcast, Story of Freddy. Now, everybody, it's been news from the estate of the late Wes Craven family that, from his family, that there's going to be in development right now an anime that is based on The Nightmare on Elm Street, which is a prequel to, how would I say, Freddy vs. Jason. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Elm Street, we all know he fought with Jason in the old film. Now, this is going to be a very good, you know, anime and manga. Show us the events after the film took place, which it might just show us the events after the comic came out after the film, which was Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash. So I guess it's chronologically the manga takes place after those events too. But either way, if it's a new story, old story, whatever, it's going to be good. And this is something else that came out. The same actor who played Freddy, Robert Englund, in the old films, he's going to reprise his role as Freddy again in the anime. Now, we do not have any confirmation yet who's going to be doing Robert's, you know, voice as Freddy for the Japanese version. We do not know yet the studio behind it, knowing it might be either Toei or Madhouse or Ghibli or, you know, Toho or Bones. It could be various studios, even Production IG, who did Ghost in the Shell, studio, aka Studio Wits. It could be any studio who does this. But we are hoping that they draw Freddy the way he was looked in the movies. Knowing Japan, they're going to destroy this in a great way. You know, gonna nail it. Now, knowing Japan, they're going to bring the backstory, or they might not even talk about that backstory, people know it already, so they might just, like, probably do the same intro, like Freddy vs. Jason intro, and just animate an anime, you know. This is going to be a very great thing to know about. I, for one, can't wait, because, you know, we all saw these movies in the past, and they were all great entertainment for us kids, who are now adults. Now, here's more news. Now, for the Bleach fans out there who like watching Bleach and reading Bleach manga, Bleach creator didn't think the anime would ever return for our final season. So everybody, as I told you before, that Bleach was going to be rebooted and revived. And now we got the creator talking about it. Title, Kubo, the creator of the acclaimed Bleach manga, did not believe the final arc would be animated. Although the main Bleach storyline has long finished, the franchise is seeing something of a revival. During the 20th anniversary live stream, Shonen Jump announced an anime adaptation of the Thousand Year Blood War, an anime film for the Burn the Witch spinoff, even an art exhibit. Alongside Naruto, Bleach was one of the biggest Jump titles in the 90s and early 2000s. The story of Ichigo Kurosaki, I hope I'm saying this correctly, but I never saw Bleach Japanese, so I just heard him Ichigo back in the days, you know. Ichigo Kurosaki's journey as a Soul Reaper, they didn't say Toonami back in the days, dang, as a Soul Reaper, entertained many readers. As with most Jump titles, Bleach features a colorful cast of characters. There is Rukia, the strong-willed Soul Reaper who gives Ichigo his powers. There's also a battle-crazy Kenpachi Zaraki, the fan favorite Toshiro Hisugaya, and quite a few more. Bleach is filled with memorable moments and fight scenes. Fans will never forget Ichigo's encounter with the Grand Fisher or Ichigo's team up with Ryu against the massive Minos. Grand, of course, the most infamous in a good way moment is probably when Azin blocks Ichigo's blade with a single finger. Simply put, Bleach as a successful for the number of reasons. The anime adaptation premiered in 2002 in Japan as a pilot, but the original air date was in the 1990s, but never reached a Thousand Year War arc, or aka the Thousand Year Blood War. Many fans probably didn't believe it would ever come, and Ichigo Ichigo's the statement says, as translated by the unofficial Weekly Jump Shonen Twitter, Bleach creator Kubo discussed the franchise's 20th anniversary, along with talking about the Burn the Witch project. Kubo said that he didn't think the Thousand Year Blood War would receive an anime. Check out the translation's comments. As it appears, Kubo himself was surprised about the plan to animate the Thousand Year Blood War. The original Bleach anime ran for 300. It's so funny how it runs so it had a good long run, everybody. For 366 episodes, covering everything right before the manga's final arc. The last thing the anime adapted was the Lost Agent arc. Why is it arc? I thought it was a saga. The Thousand Year Blood War saga is a big hurrah moment for fans, making the Bleach anime finally a complete experience. Sadly, there is still no premiere nor news on an English dub. It's an exciting time for Bleach fans. Soon, a new anime season will arrive, and even a fan of the spinoff, could this lead to more content? There have been a few Bleach video games, with two in particular receiving a solid reception. Many fans would welcome a high-budget title adaptation series. Either way, the facts that Bleach is getting a new thing coming is enough of a big deal. So, folks, there you have it. Bleach is returning, as confirmed by the, you know, author of it. Now, we all know that besides Demon Slayer Kyabia, there's another anime that's popular too, only on Netflix, known as The Seven Sins. It's confirmed that a new anime for the Seven Sins series, new 2020 anime, is coming around. The new Seven Sins is coming to a close print. But that doesn't mean things over for the series of the anime has to end. The ongoing and brand new announcement from Shonen Weekly Magazine confirmed a new show is on the way. The series will finish adapting The Seven Sins with a slate debut in the fall of 2020. Announcement went live in the latest issue of Kodosha's magazine via the Anime News Network. The release brought The Seven Sins to a close after its debut in 2012. Nearly a decade later, Maradona is... Sorry, bud, but his name cracks me up a lot. Maradona and his new crew have wrapped their adventure and journey, but it will carry on for another round on a small screen. The new anime will be called The Seven Sins Anger Judgment. The show will premiere in Japan in this October, with all of the main cast returning and the people to reprise their roles in the voice cast series. Currently, there is no word on who will produce the anime or how long the series will run. The fourth outlining will wrap the series' legacy, so fans are hoping it is good as the original version. Currently, the show has been criticized heavily thanks to the lackluster animation, but it is rushed production just has been blamed for the short, subtly quality JC staff. Now, everybody, now, before I keep reading this article, fans of the anime community are always going to be upset about something. If a line was said right, they're going to be upset. If it didn't adapt from the anime, they're going to be upset. They wet their pants more than babies do. A diaper. When it comes down to that stuff, look, Toei messed up a little bit. Pretty much not at all. When it came down to Dragon Ball, fans got upset when they thought they saw mushed up animation of Goku and Bills fight, or when Goku won Super Saiyan 3 on, I believe it's King Kai's plan, if I'm not mistaken, everybody. Now, JC Staff, who is a very good studio, they're the same studio who everyone's mad at about One Punch Man. First of all, if a new studio is animating a show that you've seen before, people, you cannot get upset. A new studio means new animation. These production studios do production, get outsourced help. JC Staff has so much work on their hands until they have to get outreach help from other people. They are an anime film studio, yes they are. But they have to get it from production companies for other resources and stuff. JC Staff is the same company who did JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. The modern one, not the OVA, the modern one we saw from 2012. That one was a dang good JoJo. The cast is good. Everybody's good on JoJo. Now, back to the story here. JC Staff was given the anime out of nowhere for the season. So, audience are keeping their fingers crossed and eyes peeled for improvements during this final run. After all, it will be a shame for the show to pull a Tokyo Ghoul re after all of its hard work of the years. Tokyo Ghoul re? What are they talking about? Tokyo Ghoul ended on a ninth slate. They have a light novel that should be animated, I guess. It might take longer than Bleach, who knows? Now, within this new anime in works, fans are hoping that Seven Sins can pass on peacefully. Pass on? Not like someone getting ready to despair or deceasing the series. What kind of... Oh my goodness! What kind of negative talk is this? Dang. Creator Naba Suzuki has confirmed that he is working on ideas for a sequel, so its heroes will have more to do in the near future. And should the spinoff be canceled, this season, the final season, would give fans a comfort as they mourn the loss of their faith. What? Everybody, wait, I can't keep reading this article. This sounds like a darn cemetery. What in the world going to mourn? What in the world? Everybody, look, even if this might be the last version of Seven Sins, the author just said that he's making a spinoff. So nothing to mourn, cry, wet your pants, poop yourself, get mad about. Or even slow yourself. Show's not going in nowhere. And plus, they have a knockoff one on the internet called Seven Mortal Sins. So you can watch that one too, which it's okay. I saw it like one up, so I couldn't look at it because it's so stupid. I mean, no, but the pun intended, but I mean, it's okay if you like looking at fan service. It's TV-14. You can look at it. TV-14 America, TVG in Japan, TVG in Canada. But, you know, TVG is a rating, by the way, everybody. TVG is a rating, age rating. It's G in Japan, G in Canada, G in a bunch of other countries, except America, TV-14 for some odd reason. But Seven Mortal Sins is not a bad show to watch. But I guess because of my anime standards, I like a lot of action and less fan service, depending on what I'm watching, you know. But it's anime. Everybody, have a great time watching anime. This is MC Goku 305. And, oh, and people, there is no confirmation about Dragon Ball Super returning as an anime itself, but there is confirmation that there is going to be another film come out sometime. I have no confirmation from my sources. I mean, you know, documentation and stuff. But as I did report that it will be coming back. But I have no confirmation about that at the moment. But when I do get more Dragon Ball news, I shall report it. And I might just do another podcast about, you know, some Dragon Ball content. If I can find some new news. But everybody have a great day today. Or night, depending on where you live at. This is MC Goku 305. And I also want to make an announcement while I have your attention to go and buy my book off of Amazon, Google Store for paperbacks, and Barnes & Noble, and on thriftshop.com, parenting.com. It's called Blackface Bobby Fables. It's a children's series that is highly educational to teach children to do good things, to love themselves, and to not lie to their parents, not to steal. You know, little kids will do some stupid little things, but you can always teach children the right way to live and the right way to teach them. This book is an extra parent for the parent, you know, but it's a fun book. It's a fable. It has fairy tale stories to it, and it's a really good book for children to read. I want you all to go to buy it, and my writing name, my pen name that is Professor MC Goku 305. So just Google it, Professor MC Goku 305 on Google, and my books show up instantly online. I have a catalog of nice books for kids. And like I said, again, it's called Blackface, which was just one word, Blackface, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, space, then put Fables, F-A-B-L-E-S, Fables. Fables are an old literature of books for children. which contain morals of education and good living and some jokeable comedy stuff. But this has little comedy, but it's enough for children to love the good energy and goodness. It's also on Lulu and on Smashwords. You can go and download it as an ebook online, as a paperback in stores. Like I said again, so there's Nook, a digital Nook on Barnes & Noble, a paperback on Barnes & Noble as well. And Amazon for a good reasonable price, you know. And I want you all to enjoy that along with my manga too. I have a manga out there called Good Things the Manga. It is available on Lulu along with being on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can go out there and buy it on Smashwords too, everybody. Even a comic book called Good Things Comic Book. You can also get it on Amazon and other places online. I have The Adventures of Kid Youngster and the Doctor. You can also find that on Lulu too. Just type in MC Goku 305 The Great on Lulu sites, on all websites. You can find me on there. And my book is out there. You can get it on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble currently, and on Lulu and Smashwords. Okay, everybody? Have a great day today, and enjoy anime, manga, comic books, and cartoons. MC Goku 305. Bye-bye.